Welcome. You are now listening to the Anything Goes podcast with your hosts, Greg and Alex.
Yo, Johnny Knoxville, what are these people listening to?
Anything Goes?
This is Mecca, and you're listening to the Anything Goes podcast. We're talking about you that night.
One, two, 1, 2, 3, 5, 12, 14. Welcome to a brand new episode of the Anything Goes podcast with Greg and Alex. I am Greg, aka Crazy Greg, aka Pooh Bear, and you are?
I am Alex, and try not to sing out loud.
Oh, this isn't you singing?
I wish.
All right, so here we are. We're doing it.
We are.
Story of the year. We've pretty much had no choice about doing this episode.
Yeah. It was a fun weekend.
Yeah. We did have something else slotted in to do this week.
We did.
And then we saw Story of the Year Saturday night in New Jersey at Starland Ballroom. And then Sunday night in New York City, Times Square, Palladium Theater.
However you say it.
I believe it
Palladium,
whatever it is.
However you pronounce the word.
At one point, it was Nokia Theater and Best Buy Theater and PlayStation Theater.
And actually, the PlayStation, like,
X's symbol.
And, yeah, like all the X's and triangles and circles. It was all on the floor when you walked in.
Yeah, still in the rug. And it's funny, we were talking about, as you walk in, we were like, what was the order of the names of the venue?
We were like, what was it first? Was it Thiv? Was it that? Yeah. Like,
and then my buddy Eddie, who was at the show, he kind of said the same thing. He was like, oh, I remember when it was this.
And we were like, which one was it first?
Yeah, exactly. And man, we got to see a lot of old and new friends as well at the show.
Yeah.
And we hung out with him, and Joe Donut was there. And Nikki was there, and we just, so many people that just, I don't know, we've met over the years, either new before concerts or met from concerts, and either way.
Right.
It was like one big reunion party.
Yeah.
And it was a 20th anniversary reunion.
Yeah, we're getting old.
Page Avenue.
Yep. I remember, well, not hearing the song for the first time, but like, you know, Story of the Year.
Mm. Do you actually know where I heard Story of the Year the first time?
No, I do not.
You don't know this, right?
Radio station?
No.
No, I don't know.
I don't. Where would you think? Where else? And actually,
I mean, I'm assuming it's somewhere random.
There's a decent amount of people who share this experience with me that I've heard.
Was it at a show?
No, it was not.
Yeah, I assume it's somewhere weird.
Although, Story of the Year has won over many fans at shows, and I want to talk about that later.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say.
But it was an Xbox game.
Yeah. Oh, is it like a skateboarding game?
A car racing.
Car racing. Okay. I knew it was something. I think you told me that.
Yeah. Need for Speed. Mm-hmm. Need for Speed Underground, maybe. It was the first time I heard them.
It's crazy.
And I was playing it. And you know, like, it was like the right trigger button or whatever.
Yeah.
Or
you change
the trigger, the top button.
Right.
Yeah. And you like change through the songs and whatever. I'm playing like the race about to start. And I always like go to a different song to start. And I hear And the Hero Drown.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and that was in Need for Speed.
That's so funny.
And once I heard that, I was like, whoa, hold on.
Let me look this
and
band
I
up.
Couldn't start any race without
like
that
you're
song.
Actually racing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So this is, I mean, obviously, if you know Story of the Year, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, and so this is the first song off Page Avenue.
Right. I mean, it's a good, pump up song.
And I said for this tour, I was like, they better open up with this song, and they did. And even when they like played back in the day, this was their opening song for the song.
Because it's a good like Just
yeah.
go.
Oh, yeah.
So sad.
So this was a Need for Speed.
I'm so sad it's over.
And I heard this. I was like, what is this? Mm-hmm. Who is this?
That's crazy. I can't imagine hearing it. Like, well, I did at some point. But, like, I can't imagine sitting there playing, like, waiting for my video game to start and hearing this.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, no. Can we not start yet?
Yeah.
Were you able to listen to it during it?
As you're racing, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, as the race is going on.
Damn, I would never lose.
Oh, my God. I was like, I couldn't race without this song being on. I would, like, even if, like, the race started, I'm like, nah, let the cars go. I'm gonna win anyway. I'm going to catch up to them. With this playing, and as the race going, Need for Speed, you're listening to it. And, you know, it was kind of like Grand Theft Auto, you know?
Yeah, I've played it before.
Yeah, so. But, yeah. And then I'm like, whoa, this is crazy. So, and I, you know, discovered them through that and listened to other music and just fell in love. And then saw them live. And then I was like,
I love you so much.
Okay. Mount Rushmore bands.
Oh, they're
right now.
I say constantly, I'm like, are they my number one? They might be. And now that we just saw them again, I'm like, yeah, they're my number one. But I go between them and Starting Line. I'm very like, and like Limp Bizkit also, but I think Story of the Year and Starting Line are like my number one. It's so hard. It's so hard because it all depends on my mood too. What mood am I in? That depends on what kind of music. There's sometimes I want to listen to Britney Spears instead of, I could always go for Story of the Year though.
Yeah.
Always.
Speaking, they love Limp Bizkit too.
They do.
They used to cover them back in the day. And just recently on this tour, they had a like pre-show, like whatever, in their dressing room.
They were playing Limp Bizkit. Yeah.
They were playing Limp Bizkit in the
talk about a pump up song, ramp up, whatever.
So I don't even know where to start at this. I feel like I'm all over the place.
Well, I just want to say that I'm very sad it's over.
Okay.
Like when we were at the New York show, we were halfway through and they played Tear Me to Pieces from their new album.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, this is so sad right now because I'm not going to be able to see this live for so long. Because they don't come around here. They're always in St. Louis.
Yeah. Thanks, always. Guys.
Gosh. But they don't come around here often. So, and when they do, we make sure to go to every single show we can.
Yeah, for sure. And back then when I, you know, kind of discovered them and I was like, oh, they went on like a tour. I want to say it was the Taste of Chaos tour or something. Mm-hmm. It was one of these other tours, like other bands. And I went to see them and they were still starting out.
Mm-hmm.
And they were one of like the opener bands. I think maybe they were like second or third out of like six bands or something.
That's crazy.
And I remember they like performed and I was like, whoa, like they are insane. Mm-hmm. Like if you saw them back in the day, you know, the backflips.
Well, yes.
And
it's funny too, because I've only, like the first time I saw them was what, like 12, 13 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't even like I saw them back when they first started.
Yeah.
But even then, like 12 years ago, they didn't do them all the time, but they would choose their moments. Like three times they would do the flips, they would toss the guitars.
Yeah, like they would be on one side of stage, you'd be on the other, and they would mid-songs, like play, and then throw the guitars across stage. Each catch it and just continue playing.
It's crazy.
It's like, whoa. Like, how do you even practice that?
I have no idea.
And then they would like all go up on a speaker and like time their jumps and all the jumps. It was so good. And they've won over so many people who like never really knew them or never heard of them and saw them as like an opening band or at a festival. And then people would be like, wow, I'm hooked. Like, I need to see these guys
again.
You
know what it is too? Like, they've been like consistent, like they've always been the same personality, like energy wise. They've always been like very fun to watch, even now that they don't do backflips anymore because, you know, we are all getting old. They're still,
although Ryan, he still can.
Yes.
I'm sure he's like,
yes, right.
Super in shape.
Yes.
Yeah. Crazy.
Right. Oh, it's insane. But maybe he's like, all right, I won't show you guys up. Like, you guys can't do it, so I won't. But they're still fun. Like, they still talk to the crowd and interact and like, I don't know.
Yeah, and they're all best friends.
Yes, I think that's what it is. They have such good chemistry and that feeds off to the crowd and
even now they can kiss each other on stage.
Literally, I have video. I have it.
But they can get on each other and just make fun of each other and just, they're legitimately best friends since high school and maybe even before some of them. So it's so awesome. And it shows and it's just, it's so contagious of watching them that
it is. You just have to smile. You just have to have that good energy.
And we've seen plenty of bands that we go to concerts and it's like, wow, they just, I don't know, they're just
going through the motions.
Yeah, exactly.
And like they like, just
don't maybe, even care to be there, right. But it's like, it's their job, so they, have to.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Story of the Year, they genuinely like love doing this. Like they're not going to do it unless they're like fully committed and into it, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And they still make good music. I love Tear Me to Pieces. I love the album.
I love it. It's crazy. And Wolves was really good. And
yes.
Everything.
Which is funny. They don't even talk or play Wolves. Like, no, I feel like they didn't love it.
No, but they did, though.
They did. It was all about, like, family and stuff.
Yeah, and
maybe for just the didn't longest do as time, good.
Yeah, I don't know. But they said, like, this, you know, they just loved so much of it, and they did it themselves.
I liked
it. It was a DIY, right?
Yeah.
Of, like, everything themselves. I don't know. And they had really good songs. And what I was saying, and we're just going to keep going off on crazy stories with this.
It's going to be very random.
So I went to see them. They were like the second or third band, whatever it was. And then they perform and the set was over and they kind of like came down to the barricade afterwards. Right. And people were like, you know, going, not everyone, because they were still kind of brand new.
Right, yeah.
But I went up to Dan. I remember I was like, Dan? And I was in Pooh Bear.
Well, of course.
And I was like, literally, like, I could leave now. Like, I don't care about seeing the other bands. Like, and it was like big name bands.
Right.
I was like, I don't. He's like, yeah, I realize. Like, yeah, I'm telling you, like, I'm good. Like, that's, I can go home right now. And he was like, I don't know, I feel like that was the first time me and him really, like,
spoke.
Like, connected on that way.
Right, you know.
I was like, and, yeah. And I don't know, just from then. And then I've seen them, you know, how many times seen them?
Yeah.
And I saw them in Warped Tours. And there was one time, I remember, it was, I think it was, like, Warped Tour 2003, 4, 5, whatever it was. I don't know.
Yeah.
And he's like, Winnie the Pooh right there. He's the toughest curse.
SOB.
Yeah. Whatever. In
or whatever.
In New York. So it's like in New York. Right. And I was like, that's right, Dan. That's right. I am the toughest. And I probably fell and got hurt.
And broke your arm.
Yeah.
And
but yeah.
Well, actually, during the Starland show, there was a few bad apples in the crowd. There was a couple. But, you know, you can't be perfect every time. But it ended up they fought with someone. And
well,
they got,
people in the crowd
were like,
not the band.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah.
Right.
Not the story, yeah.
The people in the crowd that were annoying.
There were like three jerks in the crowd.
Mm-hmm. And eventually people in the crowd were like, you're a jerk. And that person tried to fight with them or whatever. And security threw them out. And actually during the song, they were like, yo. Like mid-song, one of them were like, yo. And then afterwards, they're like, everything good. Like Dan was actually like, everything good. And then pauses and goes, you better not be messing with Pooh Bear.
Yeah.
It was funny.
But so
I guess because you were like in the middle of.
Appreciate you looking out for me, Dan.
Right? Yeah.
Until the next night when he's like, next time Pooh Bear comes up here.
Everybody kick his ass.
Thanks, bro.
He had to, you know, find that balance of good and evil. You know.
It's great. It's always so much fun.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they're just fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're genuinely such a fun group of guys, not even a band. I mean, a band, obviously, but yeah. And I love them. And I love their music. I've literally been, I mean, it's everybody. 20 years. 20 years. Mm-hmm.
And speaking of And the Hero Drown, this is another random story that I don't think you've ever heard.
Oh.
You know, I used to mess around with a band.
Yes.
Back in the day.
Yeah, that you say you have tapes of you
somewhere,
screaming and
somewhere
still haven't heard it.
There is somewhere.
15 years.
Yeah, there are cassette tapes of that. Of
that's
me
how old
in the
you
band
are.
And, yeah. And do you know how I got linked into this band?
How is it linked to Story?
So funny. Well, how I got, what's the word? My tryout for the band that wasn't even a tryout.
How? I don't
so
know.
So I went to their practice and they had like another singer or whatever. And it was in like a studio in Staten Island. Is it Phoenix Studio?
It's like Bay Street.
There's another one. It was like a practice studio.
Oh,
it was a practice one. Yeah. And they're practicing whatever. And then whatever, they take a break. And then the band like starts messing around, like playing And the Hero Drown.
Oh, you did tell me.
So I grabbed the mic. Cause at that point, taking a break, I grabbed the mic and I started like singing and screaming it.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
And they're like, so do you want to be our singer? Like I was screamer.
That's so
and
funny.
I was like, okay, yeah.
But I want to hear it.
Yeah, it's some. I mean, I do have it. I guess we have to find a cassette tape.
They used to be, I remember, oh, right, that's true.
Yeah, because all the cassette tapes that I have now, they eat up the tape. So,
player.
Yeah.
So we what about that giant radio in your childhood bedroom at your parents?
Yeah, that's like the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, no, you can't even hold it.
Yeah, no. That's funny. Yeah. That's true. But maybe we could try it.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, I want to talk so much more about it, and I just don't know where to go to next, but I'm going to just randomly throw out things.
Go.
And
lead the way.
Yeah. So they originally started as a band called 67 North.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was like that another street? First,
maybe it was like, yeah, maybe it was like the
highway or something.
Yeah. The highway, whatever, expressway, whatever it was. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Out in St. Louis. And then they were Big Blue Monkey.
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
I've heard of Big Blue
Monkey. So they were Big Blue Monkey for quite a while, for a couple years back then. And, you know, they were getting known.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually got signed as Big Blue Monkey.
Mm-hmm.
And the label was like, yeah, you have to change your name. Yeah, they're like, yeah, you can't be.
There's some weird names now.
Well, that's why they were called Big Blue Monkey. Like, all right, there's Korn, there's Limp Bizkit.
Right.
There's, you know, there's all these ridiculous names.
Big Blue Monkey.
And when they were.
Imagine that was their name, like now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like my favorite, what's your favorite band? Yeah. Big Blue Monkey.
I almost want to say, like, they used to have like a stuffed animal or at some shows, like a big blue monkey on stage. Goodness.
We should bring a big blue monkey with us next time.
Wow. Oh my goodness. That would have been great.
Right. Next time.
And I feel like I remember like seeing it one time where they had like a, when it was like blow up things like big blue monkey on stage or something. And as Big Blue Monkey, they had a song called Story of the Year.
How funny.
And it was like in the chorus of the song. It's actually on YouTube. You can YouTube Big Blue Monkey Story of the Year and the song is still there.
That's so weird.
And the label was like, yeah, you have to come up with a new name. You can't, you
so
know,
they just
once
chose
they signed
that.
Him. So they chose Story of the Year.
Well, I love it.
Yeah, me too. I love it. Such a good name.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually got signed because they were messing around, whatever. Back in the day, they did VHS tapes of them on tour. And I'm sure you heard this. And it was like Jackass type.
Yeah.
Videos.
That's just how you would get people's attention, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they were at, like, a concert or whatever, and they snuck onto Goldfinger's, I believe it was Goldfinger, their tour bus, and threw the VHS tape on the bus.
I think we've had this conversation before, but there's a movie, it's probably just as old as Page Avenue is, called Grind. It was a skateboarding movie.
I'm sure they saw it, because they all skateboard.
Yes, and literally that's what happened in the movie. They went on to the famous skateboarder's bus and they were like, we're going to put your tape, one of the guys in the group, we're going to put your tape in the TV. So when they turn on the TV, like your tape is playing.
Mm, mm.
And then it ends up like they get stuck in the bus, like, you know. And
yeah. I wonder if that's where they got the idea to do it.
Maybe it was made. Oh my goodness. I think I don't know when it was made, but I saw it probably like 2003, 2002.
What's it called? Grind?
Grind.
Movie?
Yeah.
2003. Yeah, see. So, although I feel like, they definitely did that before Grind.
Well, yeah, because the Page Avenue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, they were
so maybe Grind got the inspiration from them. And
I mean,
all skateboarders
possible.
And yeah.
I mean, that might have been a thing to do too. That, like, try to
I'm
get on.
Sure. I'm sure it's happened many times. Yeah. And so Goldfinger threw it in and they loved it so much. Like the tape, like, these guys are great.
Oh, it worked? That's crazy.
Yeah, and they brought them on tour.
That's so sick.
Yeah. And then John Feldman, like, helped them record Page Avenue.
That's
and he
awesome.
Had a big part in it and all that. So crazy. Who
Gotta
knows?
Take risks.
Yeah. And then they had like a, I saw some, I don't know if it was from that VHS tape, but there was like footage of like them back in the day doing these Jackass type things and they were crazy. And they were like in the tour bus with, like, I guess two tour bus next to each other, and they were, like, throwing fireworks
to
each other's buses, and they were just nuts. But it was fun.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
it wasn't
of course.
Like,
that's what people do anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what friends do anyway. Just now everything is...
Of course, yeah. You know. So I have a question for you.
Oh, I didn't expect that
episode. Yeah.
Go.
So how am I, right, going into a pool when the water isn't 95 degrees?
I want to know why you're asking me this question.
Well,
right now.
I'm going to get into it. I'll tell you where I'm going with it.
Okay. So if the water is even slightly cool.
Yeah.
On a 100-degree day, doesn't matter the temperature outside. Even if it's slightly on the cooler side or warm, just not warm enough, he will get in like it's an ice bath. And like, ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah, I can't get into a pool if it's not 95.
I'm like done swimming and he's not even in waist. And I get it. You have to get past your waist. Like, I understand. Yeah. But just jump in.
I can't do it.
We have an 8-foot end on our pool that you could just jump into. That's what I do.
Well, there you go. And you know how I do get myself jumping every single time?
Oh, that's true.
Play this song. And when it kicks in.
And you jump in. That's true. You do
every time, right? Now,
sink down.
Yeah. So, blast this music in the backyard.
You do.
This song. And that's what gets me to jump in. And actually, that part also, back in the day, Dan would always jump into the crowd.
Oh,
sick. At that part, every time.
So cool.
Mm-hmm. So he would, I'll go back a little more, but he'd be like singing and he'd come down to like the barricade.
Right.
And he'd sing the song Barricade, and then when it kicks in, he'd jump into the crowd.
It's funny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. Build up. That's what does it.
Yeah.
And it's a song I use to jump in a pool.
There you go.
Anytime.
They're part of our daily living.
Yeah.
I mean, we have them on all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah. So this is the part.
So, I just want to say one more time.
Go ahead.
And I'm probably going to say it another time.
Go ahead.
At least one more time after this. I'm so sad it's over. I'm so, like, I look forward to them.
Well, we're going to see them again.
No, I They'll know, but I don't want to wait. I'm very impatient.
I know.
I don't know if you know that about me.
So on top of them being in video games and on our pool
playlist.
Yeah. They did a song for WWE.
Yeah. Yes, they did.
And it was Christian's entrance music.
Yeah.
And it was such a good song, too.
It was.
It's like... Yeah.
It's so crazy that they have the song.
It's unbelievable. In wrestling. Like, we love them. We love wrestling. It's nuts. Yeah. They were in a Madden football game.
Yeah.
They were in that. And they were actually, you've heard the story, but they were actually supposed to be the Spider-Man 2 soundtrack.
Yeah.
And they turned it down because they didn't want to sell out.
Ah.
And now they're like, man, we should have sold
it's
out.
It's Spider-Man.
I know. But back then it's like to be in a movie and all that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And then, I mean, I respect it, though.
No,
you gotta stay
I know.
True to yourself. That's...
But they're like, man, all the money we lost out on that. But yeah. I like it.
Yeah,
but who knows where they would have been today if they did do it, you know? So, and then they were in a TV show. It's one of those, like, I don't know, it was Dawson's Creek or something. One of those. Like,
I mean, I'm sure. That,
so
I always say they're the perfect. I mean, I like Starting Line, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not, there's been very few bands growing up that full on scream the entire time that I'm actually like, okay, they're not that bad.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason I would say they're not that bad is because the drums were good or whatever. Like the instruments, I was like, oh, it's a good beat or not beat, but you know, whatever.
Right.
I feel like Story of the Year is so perfect. Like they're just a beautiful mix of singing and screaming and happy and angry and no matter what, like feeling I'm in.
Yeah.
Their music is for me. I love them so much.
And it's crazy because
I could talk about them all day.
They could pretty much fit and play any festival.
Yeah.
Any concert, any bill with any types of bands.
Yes.
If it's emo, a screamo, a punk, a hardcore.
Yeah.
They have enough songs of each kind.
Yes.
That they could play an entire set of just all like hardcore scream breakdowns or.
Or like more on the emo side.
Yeah, so just last year, 2023, they went to a festival and played with Slipknot and all these hardcore bands, and then they toured with Yellow Card.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and they can totally just fit in. They say they're like chameleons, right? Is that what,
The
animal? Yeah. And isn't that what AC Slater had in Chameleon?
I don't. Why are you asking me that?
Oh, no, it was a lizard. Yeah, and they killed the lizard.
I mean, it is a lizard.
Yeah.
Just
well, whatever, yeah.
Lizard family.
Yeah, there you go. But, and they can legitimately play to any fan base.
Yeah.
Their own songs.
Even the yes, exactly, not covers. Even the new album.
Mm-hmm.
The 2005.
Yeah, like that one. Song. And then War is yes. them screaming and yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Uh-huh.
Dan's voice, oh, gold.
Man. Yeah, yeah.
He's one of sure. those, like I said, he could do both, and I love that. But he also has, like, you know it's him.
Yeah.
He has that voice, you're like, yeah, it's Dan.
Yes, yes. To me, and legitimately, he's like Mount Rushmore of frontmen of
band-wise there.
Yeah.
I mean, they're easy number one for me.
Mm-hmm.
I think I gotta say it. You know how I know they're number one? Because I buy merch from them. That's how I know. I don't buy merch from anybody.
Yeah.
I
speaking of which, it was $70 on a hoodie. Yeah.
But, yo, it's nice. I'm sorry. Listen, all I wear are leggings and hoodies. That's it. I mean, and like t-shirts. But I have I have my Brady hoodie. I have my Limp Bizkit hoodie. I have my Bamboozle zip-up hoodie.
Now you have a Kobe.
My Kobe hoodie.
Yeah.
I have my Spice Girl hoodie, you know, because I got to change it up. I have my sports, my, you know, music.
Yeah.
And we were there the first night at Starland, and I see this hoodie, and it's, if you saw their merch, it's the red and black one. It's like tie-dye looking.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, it's so nice. And they were like, $70. I'm like, no, not doing it. I was like, maybe for $50 I would have done it. But, and then I just kept thinking about it. And then I saw it again the next night in New York. And I was like, I think I got to do it. And I did it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was glad I did it for two reasons. One, because I wanted it. And two, because it was freezing out and I was able to wear two hoodies on the walk to the car.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. And speaking of spending money at the show, mm-hmm. they are the only band ever, and I've seen a lot of bands, that I paid for like the pre
yes
concert
yes
VIP
last
meet
time
and greet.
We saw them.
Yeah, and we've done it years ago too.
We did. It was like an acoustic. I remember sitting. Where was that?
It was at Irving Plaza.
Yeah, I remember like sitting and they did like a acoustic set, got like a couple songs and same kind of thing. Like, you know.
Yeah, and it was the tour that they did. They were headlining and Hawthorn Heights on it. And yeah. I want to say Silverstein played that as well. But I know definitely Hawthorne Heights. And I'm pretty sure Silverstein.
I think Silverstein.
Bands, yeah.
I think mm-hmm. so. Because I remember I never saw yeah. them. Mm. And I always wanted to see, what is it called, that song?
Smile in Your Sleep.
Smile in Your Sleep. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. So, yeah. I've never, like, paid money for a meet and greet with a band.
Yeah.
Like, pre-show, whatever. And another thing that I've paid for you. With them
yeah,
and
yeah.
him.
I still have it on
is
my phone.
A cameo from Dan for your
yes.
birthday.
So that just shows that they are my favorite.
Yeah. So.
Dan, I love them all too.
Oh,
like,
yes,
I love
yes,
all
yes.
of them. Like,
yeah, so
I
do,
love Dan, like, obviously, because he's like the voice, mm-hmm, you know, and the mm-hmm. face of it. But.
So I do want to quick, actually, I'm glad you said that, but I do want to talk about each of them really quick because there's still more stuff I want to say
yes.
about the band as a whole.
Yeah.
But Josh Wills. Mm-hmm. Loves his St. Louis Cardinals.
Yes.
So I do kind of have to, you know, we are loyal to our Mets.
Right, of
but
course.
As loyal as we are to the Mets, he is to the St. Louis Cardinals.
Respect.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure it was him who threw out the first pitch last
that's
year.
Cool.
Yeah, I know like the whole band was there.
That's cool.
I'm pretty sure he threw out the first pitch.
Nice.
Yeah. And Adam Russell loves his Star
yes.
Wars.
Yes, that I know.
Yeah, he has a Star Wars podcast now and they do like a... Like one of those like emo night things, which mm-hmm. is based around Star Wars. Oh. And I've seen clips online stuff. Everybody has like lightsabers and
that's
all
funny.
That stuff.
That's
and,
cool yeah. though.
And he actually does the podcast with Ryan from Yellow Card.
Yes.
And that's how the tour came about.
Look at that.
With them, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Ryan Phillips, he is so inspiring to me. He just, I don't know if you follow him on Instagram and stuff, like he just loves life.
Yeah.
Loves
and
it.
I'm pretty sure it might have not been him, but I think I saw then his doppelganger at Disney World the last time we were there.
Yeah, you said it.
I was putting the you stroller said, yeah, somewhere, yeah. but I don't know if it was him, but it looked yeah. just
it was
like
actually
him.
Right by the carousel. Yeah, I remember
I was parking the stroller
it.
And I came back and it was you and your brother together. And I was like, I'm pretty sure I just saw the guy from Story of the Year. And you're like, which one?
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding me? And you just came back here?
So funny.
And uh-huh. I'm like, yeah. And I looked up the picture. And I'm like, him. Because I don't know their names. Like,
right,
I know
right.
them, like,
yeah.
face, but I don't know their names. I know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I do, but not, like, off the top of my head.
Right.
And, yeah, I'm pretty sure it was. I mean, I don't know. Maybe mm. not.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know. I couldn't tell because I wasn't with you at that moment.
But he was also by the stroller parking And does he have?
Does he have kids? Have kids. I don't know if they're young enough though to be in a stroller. I'm not sure. Like, I don't creep that much to know how old his kids are. But so. I definitely know he has kids because he always says how much he misses his wife and his kids.
Oh,
and he has like, I know though he has like an older kid, like, I don't know, like older than you would think, like 18, 19, right, 20, right. I'm pretty sure. But yeah, but I know he has kids. Well, and
in my mind, I saw him at Disney. Okay.
Hey, listen, I'm
and
sure
and didn't
he's
say a word.
Been to Disney, but he is just so inspiring. And actually listening to the Story Yeah podcast, the Page Avenue Crew podcast, I feel like he made me a better podcaster and interviewer. And really, like, there's some things that he would say, I'm like, wow. And I don't know. I just feel like listening to him has inspired me, like, as far as podcasting and when we do interviews and just, I don't know, the way he comes about.
Right,
on,
right.
On, you know.
Carries himself.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just, yeah. And he was on American Ninja Warrior.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is crazy because he's not young anymore, or at least not as young as
you're
we
as young
all
as
used
you
to
feel.
Be. Yes,
and maybe he feels is. Younger than all we. All
and
of us.
But he is in shape. I tell
he,
you,
I he's know, I know.
Ripped. And yeah, and not that he's old, but we're not 20 anymore. You know? Right. So for him to be doing the things he does,
well, and maybe he's just like healthy.
Oh, he very
unlike
much is.
Us. Which no, we're trying.
But,
we're,
yeah,
we've
no,
started.
No, no, but he just he's out there and he's working out and. Yeah. Doing like just not like I'm sure he lifts weights, but he does more like just
agility type stuff.
Yes,
which and I think is so much. Well, I don't know. What do I know? But I think it's better for your daily life than lifting weights.
Definitely, I agree. And then there's obviously Dan, who, crazy enough, started out as a drummer.
So I could see that though.
Yeah,
I could totally see that.
And he wasn't singing for the band, and then that's whatever happened, though. They needed a singer. And it's crazy because him and Dave Grohl.
I knew you'd say it, yeah.
And Brad Arnold from Three Doors Down.
Wow.
All started as drummers.
And it's like all three of those voices, it's like I can't imagine them not being singers. Like,
I can't. And I guess a hidden secret about me is Three Doors Down is...
You like love them.
Oh my God. Like nobody would believe this, but they're on my Mount Rushmore bands
that
as well.
That is funny. I do love them. I don't love them like you do.
I do.
But I do love them.
I do. I'm telling you, like...
Yeah. I love them.
Yeah.
They have a certain spot in my heart with certain songs.
Right, right. But I love... And it's crazy to me to think that, like, if Dan and Brad Arnold stayed as drummers, and obviously Dave Grohl became a singer because...
Well, what happened, yeah.
But it's just crazy if they never started to sing.
Right.
And how different my life would be, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine really. No Story of the Year, no Three Doors Down.
No, I can't.
Music shapes you.
Yeah, it really does. And it's crazy to think that like some of my favorite frontmen ever may never have been.
Isn't it weird that they were like drummers? Like that's what they did?
Yeah. So I don't know what translates like drummers to singers.
I think
but...
just that, I mean, guitarists too, but I feel like drumming, you need like so much energy. And I feel like... You also need so much energy being a frontman.
Yeah,
but you, I mean,
yeah, playing guitar. Like,
I know, but I'm saying like drums. You need you're like your whole body's going the whole time. You know,
yeah.
So
yeah.
But I can't imagine life with that Story of the Year. I've literally been listening to Story of the Year forever since they've been around, since before you, and that's a long time.
Yeah.
Well, since before I met you, I should say, not before you have.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
And then speaking of the band. Back in the day before they were signed band, they all worked at Papa John's.
Sick.
Yeah. And they would like deliver pizza at times and stuff.
How do you know this? So
yeah,
random.
Yeah. And they all do love pizza.
Pineapple on pizza?
That's what, well, y'all listen up right now, Story of the Year, if you're listening, and I hope you're listening, pineapple and pepperoni on pizza.
You got to message them.
Do it.
I'm going to do it.
Bro.
Do I'm going to message them and be like, Pooh Bear says, you have to try this. He doesn't need any other answers from you. He doesn't want to talk to you. He doesn't care.
Well, yeah, I'd love to talk to them.
No, he wants you to try pineapple and pepperoni on pizza and report back.
Listen, Story Dia, you have changed my life, and now I'm going to change yours, okay?
Yeah.
Pepperoni and pineapple on pizza. Do it. Okay?
I'll tell you.
If you guys listening, just do it.
Yeah.
I would never steer you guys
wrong. I will tell you, when you first ordered it, I was like, oh, that's so weird. Like, pineapple? Like, oh, it's so sweet. Like, gross. And then, like, the fourth time you got it, I was like, well, let me try. I took a piece of the pineapple off. I was like, oh, it's good. I'm like, oh, I'll try a bite. Now I'm like, just get pineapple. Like, I don't need my own. Just get pineapple and pepperoni.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then back in the day, I don't know, I think it was for MTV2. They were doing a, like, live performance or whatever.
Okay.
And they did, like, 4 or 5 songs, whatever. It was like a, what was that show called? Oh, my goodness, I can't remember.
Unplugged?
No, that was acoustic.
Yeah, it was acoustic.
But it was like a up-and-coming bands. I don't know what it was called. Whatever it was. I'm pretty sure it was MTV2.
Mm-hmm.
And they would get, like, I don't know if it was, like, it was a half-hour show. I forget if the band would get the whole half hour or if it was, like, 15 minutes for one band, whatever, 15 minutes for the other. And Story of the Year was on. They played, like, 4 or 5 songs, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And right as, like, right before their set started, they, like, grabbed a fan out of the crowd and just had him lay on the stage.
What?
Face down. The entire set.
What?
Yeah. Essentially, it was a plank. Like, they made him just lay down in front of a drum set, and it was like it turned to a thing for like a while. Yeah,
like people would do that.
No, it was just like people would always like talk. No, people didn't do it,
but that's probably
like,
why they did it.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, just... and the kid, it was funny. And I want to say I saw online that kid, when I was a guy, you know,
yeah,
went to a meet and greet recently and like took a picture laying down. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Unless it was somebody else
that just wanted to do that. Right.
But yeah, but there was definitely a recent picture.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny though.
And I'm pretty sure I saw it on the Story of the Year Discord page.
Okay. Yeah.
So shout out to Discord.
Oh, okay. It's so funny. That just popped up on my Instagram.
Yeah.
On my own. And I was like, what is that? And then I saw they
follow.
They posted something in their story. I'm like, oh man, I should follow that. I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, so it's a fan ran Story of the Year page, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's like run, it's by not fans. Story of the Year.
Yeah, but they like, they support it, and they like, they get like
they
involved
do, they,
in it.
They, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And yeah, they're all following whatever. And that's it cool. started, I want to say from like the podcast.
Gotcha.
When they started a podcast.
Gotcha, yeah.
Now
yeah.
it turns
to yeah, because I literally just saw it, I want to say like 2 days ago.
Okay.
And I was like, oh man, yeah, I didn't realize, I just didn't even think anything of it because I figured it was just like
there's so
the
many
algorithm.
Like yeah, and there's so many Story of the Year fan pages.
That's
and
what
stuff.
I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But this is more of like in a fun way. Like they get on the band and like
that's hysterical.
They'll like
oh, I think they actually. I don't know if they posted it, but someone posted like really, really close ups. Is that
yeah.
them?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's Discord. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, or they'll like take each band member and like put them in like a different background of a
right, right.
Yeah. So just recently, I guess like Dan was like on stage.
Oh,
and he
kicking!
Like,
yes,
and
I saw
like
the football.
Kicking
yeah,
the football.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what they posted.
Right. No, do it to like all the band members. Yeah, and
that's
just,
funny.
Yeah. Get on them. So
that's hysterical.
Shout out, Sodi Discord page. Yeah. Somebody else they recently became really good friends with is Bobby J. Cox.
Yes, they shouted him out.
Yes, at the Starland show. Mm-hmm. So I guess he was there.
I assume.
But he's a comedian. I'm pretty sure. From St. Louis.
Okay.
Which would make sense.
Right.
And yeah, they just became really close. He was in like their music video recently. And his story is pretty crazy too. I mean, just comedian, but at one point, I think it was like during COVID, but he was like living in his car.
Oh my gosh.
And yeah, just like.
Crazy.
Yeah, rock bottom. And
damn.
Now he's doing his thing and.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, but he's a big, big, big Story of the Year fan.
I mean, how could you not be?
Yeah, and I've heard him talk many times how the live album Story of the Year put out, Live in the Lou, St. Louis, he kind of knows, like, in between songs,
word
they were like,
word.
Yeah, but like in between songs, they like make joke stuff,
yes,
and he like
yes.
knows all the words.
Yeah,
in between
yeah,
songs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's a big fan. And then, like, Dan went to his house one time and for like a party.
That's funny.
And he like threw Dan a guitar and they started like singing and
oh my
like,
gosh
imagine like you know like
I feel like
your favorite
am
bands.
I like know. Is this real
that's
hysterical
yeah
so. Oh Dan is probably all of them probably such fun
I know and it's so cool that like they're just down to earth and
they're just normal
yep
and I actually said it to you after one of the shows or both shows, I don't remember. But I think it was after the New York show. Like, I kind of saw it both nights. Dan literally, whenever, unless he's, like, in the middle of a scream or, you know, on a different part of the stage or whatever, but if he's there in the area, whenever someone crowd surfs, he always, like, acknowledges them.
Yeah.
Like, he'll, like, point at them or, like, smile and laugh. Or if they reach out for a pound, they're getting a pound. Like, they...
Yeah, he'll, like, put the mic off and, like, sing. Yes, whatever.
Like, he just always, like, makes the crowd feel like...
Yeah, part of the show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's really cool. And that he appreciates everybody, too. Yes. Like, hey, you all came here and spent money to see us play music.
Yeah.
And they, you feel, like, appreciated just like we appreciate them.
Yeah. Listen, man, they've won over...
I love them.
So many people by their live, energetic show that they perform, except for one band that they didn't win over.
Right.
Back in 2004, I'm pretty sure, and Godsmack.
Right.
And if you... I mean, literally,
it was because the Story of the Year was too good.
Yes.
Story of the Year opened for them?
Well, it was like a radio... festival thing. Okay, so it was so Story of the Year was one of the earlier bands in the show.
And the crowd loved them so much.
Yeah. And after their set, the guys from Godsmack and their whole like crew went up to them and they're like, how dare you like be, I mean, pretty much like, how dare you be that energetic on stage and this isn't about you and you're stealing the show.
But it is though.
And they got pissed that Godsmack got pissed they had to go on after Story of the Year, and Story of the Year was so good on stage and energetic.
Like, you should be confident in your music and your product that you're bringing to the stage. Uh-huh. It shouldn't matter. It should be like, sick, thanks for getting the crowd all hyped
up. But it's the opposite. So like, well, you're showing us up and you're not supposed to be doing this to us and this, that. And then the whole crew from Godsmack jumped the guy's Story of the Year.
Oh my gosh.
And they had like...
I just want to let it be known
bruises
now.
And...
Oh, I can't black curse. Eyes. Never mind.
Yeah, but I have...
Screw Godsmack.
I have boycotted them. Well, I actually never liked them.
No, me neither. I don't.
It's funny,
I don't
like them. I'm not saying that just because of it, but I actually never liked them.
But I don't think many people... How many people actually do? Do people like them?
I don't know. I mean...
I don't listen. I don't know. Even if you didn't tell me the story... I mean, you told me that years ago, but even if I didn't know that, I never listened to them ever.
Yeah, no.
They're not my cup of tea.
And they just couldn't handle the fact that Story of the Year brings it every show. What losers? Not Story of the Year.
They're losers too. Yeah. No, I'm just
kidding. But and I guess when they do their melody of cover songs, they won't be covering a Godsmack song ever.
Oh, they so should. That'd be hysterical.
No, I wouldn't even want it.
No, I know, me neither.
But
yeah, they did like a little mashup cover. Mm-hmm. I think it was like six songs.
So it was Yellow Card, Ocean Avenue.
Right.
Take Mac Sunday, Cute Without the E.
Right.
My Chem. I'm Not Okay.
Yeah.
They used The Taste of Ink, and then they threw in We the Kings, the Check Yes Juliet.
Yeah.
And the way that they flow one song into the other.
So good.
It's amazing. And it's funny because like I watch Dan as he's doing these covers, and he like emulates.
He does like the movements and the mannerisms.
Like the singer of each band.
Like
it's
Taking
so
Back Sunday.
Funny.
Because.
Yeah.
It's probably like a part of how they sound the way they sound. Like, you know, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and there's one point that I'm sure you people have seen Take Max on at least videos. Right. And he's like swinging the mic and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
There's one point like Dan held up the mic like
it was on
like a... Yeah,
well, he had to show real
so
respect
funny.
To them.
I know. Yeah, and they've done so many covers over the years that it's crazy. And I know you're going to feel this way too, but... A lot of times I like their version better than the original.
I always like their version.
Yeah.
So this is a very unpopular opinion. And I say it all the time to you. Okay. Not all the time, but whenever it's brought up. But yeah, definitely very unpopular opinion. But I'm actually, I don't see the hype with Taking Back Sunday. Growing up, everybody loved them. Everyone I grew up with, they were obsessed with them. They were like, oh my God, they're the best band. They're like their favorite band. I like some of their songs, but I wasn't like a major crazy fan of them.
Yeah, I mean, that's not everybody loves every band. I get it.
Yeah, no, but people were like obsessed and I just didn't get it.
Oh, people still are obsessed with
them. Yeah, I don't. I can't say I don't get it. I get it.
Mm.
But, Yeah, just, I don't know. Mm. I don't know. Yeah. And it's weird. No, I guess he sounds all right live, but I don't know. I just feel like, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. I just was never really fully sold on them the way everybody else was.
Got it.
And that's okay. That.
But yeah.
But wait, my point is, Dan, I always say, like, that's the one song where I'm like, yeah, I want to hear that song. Like, I do like that song. Mm-mm. And then Dan sings it. I'm like, that's the way I want to hear that song.
Right.
Is him singing it. And Yellow Card.
And Yellow Card. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And at other times, not these shows, but they've covered Foo Fighters Everlong.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Papa Roach Last Resort. I saw he did. And then Linkin Park In The End. Like, kind of recently.
Oh, shoot.
They covered
that's
that.
That's cool.
But they actually opened for Linkin Park.
Oh,
years
whoa.
And years and years ago. Yeah.
Crazy.
That was like one of their first major tours.
Well, right.
But yeah, and there's video somewhere on YouTube I've seen a while back of Dan coming out and singing a song in Linkin Park, like on
crazy.
The tour. So, and that was obviously the tour that kind of like
well,
took
them
to the next level. Yeah.
Right.
And that was during Linkin Park's like.
When they were...
Yeah, their prime
right,
of,
right.
Yeah, of who they were. Mm-hmm. Not that they ever, like, lost it, but that's no, like, just coming up and
like hybrid
blowing
theory.
Up. Yeah, when they first blew up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they took Story on tour with them, and how awesome.
Oh, Linkin Park.
Yeah. There's video of Story covering Linkin Park, and...
That's awesome.
You could find that very easily, yeah? And then they one time did a song for the... St. Louis Blues, the hockey team.
So funny.
Yeah. And it was like a hype-up video.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, we've seen that with
so
the Mets.
So good, yeah.
We don't have anyone so, that geez. Good.
No. But yeah, for Story of the Year, 20 years, they've had 6 albums and a live album and
crazy.
An acoustic album and a DVD, and they are just still doing their thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that they're still doing their thing.
Yeah.
And they'll be back.
They will.
I know they will. I just want it to be soon.
I
don't want to wait.
I know. However long we have to wait, and we'll still be there.
Yep. And then we'll say, oh, I feel like we just saw that.
Uh-huh. And they'll still be just as good.
Yep.
I guess, thankfully, we live in a big market city, so...
New Jersey.
You know,
New York, New Jersey.
Yeah.
They're always going to come here.
I know. So we will get to see them again. But it's not like St. Louis, where they're playing...
So jealous.
Like, twice a week out there.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad. I would... It'd literally be like, all right, so same time next week.
Yeah, like, exactly. But yeah. And then they're playing the When We Were Young Festival.
Yeah, everybody is.
I know. So who knows? Maybe we could somehow get out there.
I mean, that would be amazing. But
yeah. Yeah.
Also, like, I don't know. It's not impossible, but it's like almost impossible.
Yeah.
Life.
Yeah, it's going to take a lot to make it happen.
Right. Everything has to fall perfect.
Let's see.
So
maybe. Would be
I
fun.
Mean, it would be yeah. amazing because I would mm-hmm. love to see so many of the bands that are mm-hmm. going to be there.
So, but speaking of which, how you were like, oh, you're so upset that, you know, the show was over.
Yeah.
I kind of was, unless we got to When We Were Young, because I love Page Avenue. And to hear all of the songs off of it.
Right.
Like, you know, when is the next time that's ever going to happen?
Right.
Except for their 30-year
yeah.
Page Avenue
oh
tour.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. But that was kind of like, I was like, no.
I know. Because, okay, they don't play that
songs,
song. They don't
know,
play this song.
I'm never going to hear live again.
Right.
Which is, mm-hmm. you know. But.
Oh, wait. I also want to, just before we, like, are done, I loved, and I have video of, and I will post it, and it should be a meme, and I'm coming up with what to put in it for the meme. So at one point, right before or right in the beginning of the song Falling Down, he's like, okay, let's get this started. He was like a circle pit around Pooh Bear, and it's just you in the middle of it, singing the song, going crazy, arms up, just going nuts. And it's perfect because it's like, and it just reminds me of like my life in chaos and just embracing the chaos and
yeah.
you're just in it. And
yeah, it's a good video.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
It's uh-huh. so, and it is you and your element also.
Exactly. Yeah. It's where I want to be every single day of my life.
Oh my gosh.
It
me
is.
Too. No, I mean, not it where is. You were, but.
yeah. So I am going to, we do have to kind of cut this episode
yeah,
at some point.
Go. Okay.
Because it's late and it's long and, but I do want to end it with a song. So I love this song and it's like a hidden track off of In the Wake of Determination, mm-hmm. the second album. I love this song, Silent Murder.
Yeah, it's and good.
I'm going to kind of talk over it as it's playing.
I might sing it.
Okay.
But, I can't help it.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of this album, when it came out, mm-hmm. I don't know, 2000, I think it was like 2004. I think it was like a year or two after Page Avenue, whatever it was. I don't know the exact mm-hmm. date. So when this album came out, it was, I think, 2004, 2005. It wasn't long after Page Avenue.
Right, right.
And the colors of it were black and green.
Right.
Which was also DX colors.
Of course.
Which was awesome. But yeah, I loved it. And then when I was in the band screaming, I had like, the microphone was black and I put green tape around
You're
it.
So funny.
Around the handle. So it was like the color of this
Cute.
Album. Yeah, 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 yeah. And I remember going to the movie theater on Forest Avenue in Staten Island.
Oh, R.I.P.
When this album first came out and pulling up to the movies, and I was just blasting this album. Mm. People must have been like, well, what's wrong with this kid? But yeah.
Staten Island, like, everybody yeah. blast their music. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah, I love this song.
It is a good one.
This would be one song I'd be like, please play live.
Right.
If they still remember how to play. Because a lot of these bands, I feel like, but
they're
no,
like,
they'll practice it.
Yeah, right.
yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm sure they can. It's not,
yeah.
it's just acoustic, but yeah. Anyway, story of the year. What a effect they had on my life.
I bet. So,
yeah,
like
really.
Me too, but I can only imagine.
Yeah, they definitely shaped me of who I am.
Yeah.
And they're on the Mount Rushmore. Them and the other three Mount Rushmore bands right. have made me who I am. Mm-hmm. So I'll say it.
I think I know it, but go.
Yeah. You want to guess
Limp
it?
Bizkit, obviously.
Yeah.
Three Doors Down.
Yeah.
And it's The Starting Line?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
The Starting Line, I only knew a few Starting Line songs growing up. I didn't know what I know now. I know every single song, mm-hmm. like, by heart. But hearing them and hearing, like, the meaning of them and, like, the emotion in them, I'm like, oh, my goodness, I would have freaking loved these songs
yeah.
when I was younger. Like, just a
Forget
young
it.
15-year-old kid. Yeah. Like, I can only imagine how much.
Oh, man, say it like you mean it. For high school time.
That's
it.
What I'm saying. Yeah. yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, Limp Bizkit, Story of the Year, Starting Line, Three Doors Down. That's my Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
And Dan is for sure my Mount Rushmore of frontmen.
Yeah. Story of the Year is my number one. So. It is. I'm calling it.
Okay.
And Starting Line.
You heard it on your number one?
No, they're on it. They're on my room.
Okay. Yeah.
And I guess Limp Bizkit too is there. But I don't know if I'm just I don't know. I think so though.
All right. Well, anyway, I guess we have to end it here. Hey, we can always do another Story of the Year podcast.
We could talk, but I feel like we could just talk about these bands forever.
Yeah,
like just
yeah,
not even
yeah.
just Story of the Year. We could just talk mm-hmm. about music forever.
Yeah, but that's it. We'll end it. So actually, I do have more Story of the Year stories that I would love to tell. So maybe one day we will.
Okay.
Even if we don't do a specific just them episode, but why not? Let's do another one of them at some
well,
point.
Maybe we
down the line
do a Pooh Bear episode eventually.
Yeah. Okay,
and then after that we
works.
Do Pooh Bear stories.
That works. Okay, deal.
I think that would be fun.
They're also on Cost and Daily. You know, that actually might have been the time when they had no, but didn't he have a show, Cost and Daily show?
Maybe
something. I don't know. Or maybe Cost and Daily hosted that show that they were on that the guy laid on the stage, the kid.
Got it. That makes sense.
That was it. I think it was like Pepsi or something. Pepsi sponsored it or something.
Okay.
It's all coming. Was that Celine Dion? It's all coming back to me now.
Back to me.
Anyway, all right. That's it. We are ending it here.
It is midnight.
Now that you sang, it's over. I'm ending
yeah, you
it.
Don't want. You don't
so,
want that.
That's it. Thank you all for listening. Hit us up. Listen. Let us know your story of the year stories and pictures you have. Send over if we're in it. We're not. Whatever. I don't care. I just love seeing.
I mean,
it.
I probably won't be.
Yeah. And, well, no, you don't know if you're in the crowd and, you know, whatever.
Maybe.
And, yeah, what made you first listen to them and discover them and your favorite song and favorite album and favorite moment and favorite everything.
Why you love them so much.
Yes. Let us know. We love to hear it.
Yeah.
So hit us up. Let us know. And that's that.
That is
so,
that.
Once again, I am Greg, a.k.a. Crazy Greg, a.k.a. Pooh Bear, and you are?
I am Alex.
All right. So that's it. Until next week, be good, be crazy, and we'll see you real soon.
Bye.
Hey, Alex.
Yeah?
Tell these fine-looking people where they can find us.
Well, they could find us on Instagram at AnythingGoesPodNY, on Twitter at AnythingGoesNY, and shoot us an email at agpodny@gmail.com.
That's right. And y'all can listen to all of our episodes on any streaming platform where podcasts can be found. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review, because anything goes with Greg and Alex.
Phone home, phone home, phone home!
Thanks for listening to the Anything Goes podcast with Greg and Alex. See you real soon, suckers.